What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Hidden Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the podcast. Really does mean a lot to me that you're coming here, giving me your time, attention, and ears, and I hope to bring you some fucking straight value in this episode. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for coming and giving me your time and attention. It means a lot, and I hope you gain some value. And if you're a returning reviewer or subscriber, man, you already know. Thank you so much for showing love. I fuck with you heavy, okay? I just thank you so much. I can't show my fucking gratitude enough. But we're going to jump right into this, guys. I want to give you some more knowledge and I want to talk about outsourcing, right? We're kind of it's kind of weird how these episodes are playing out. I didn't really plan on doing it this way, but they're kind of just kind of going in sequence on how it works. So I now want to talk about outsourcing and like the responsibilities when it comes to outsourcing in your business, right? So first we have to talk about like, what are you going to outsource, right? There's multiple aspects of the business to outsource, especially in the book business, right? You can outsource sourcing the books, listing the books, shipping the books. You can outsource every part. It's just which one you want to start with first, right? So I'm not here to talk to you about the benefits of doing this one before that one or etc. I'm here to pretty much tell you what comes with outsourcing a part of the business, okay? When that does come a time for you and you need to, you decide and you're like, all right, I'm going to outsource this part of the business, right? Any part of the business, it's going to require these things that I'm going to list to you right now, okay? First one of them is a lot more paperwork because now you're going to have to create an actual business in order to hire them. So there's the paperwork there. That's a whole fucking like set of tasks on itself. After that, you're going to need to create written structures or plans of action on how you're going to want them to accomplish the task. And if you don't do that, if they're not online based, then you're going to definitely need to spend time with them and you create a time where you meet with them and schedule to where you can train them on how to do the job the way you want them to do the job. So it requires you putting in time on the outside of just meeting them to either A, come up with a plan for when you do get there, how you want to go through the meeting and all that good stuff in between. And on top of that, now when you get there, you got to execute on that and you have to play against what the person you're interviewing or, you know, meeting with, you got to play against what they're doing at that time because everything is subjective. So you can go in there with some sort of plan, but it can completely go different. So that's, you know, it's really, really more of like a, you're going to really need to understand that you're going to put a lot of time into things that aren't going to fucking work. So like, it may seem like if you look at it as time wasted, then you shouldn't even be outsourcing. Like, I don't want to say running the business, but you shouldn't be outsourcing because it's not a waste of time. What you should do if it fails is you learn from it. You learn why it failed, how it failed, what you could do to prevent it from failing again, and then you execute on not allowing that to happen again. So with that being said, creating written structures or setting time aside with yourself and then with the person that you're looking to employ is very, very necessary, okay? And it could all be for a lesson learned in the end, or that person could actually turn out to be an amazing fucking employee or independent contractor and they make you a lot of fucking money. So it just really depends, right? So just be aware with that. That is something else that is a factor when it comes to outsourcing any part of the business. Next is losing money, okay? Along with losing time sometimes, and you're not, like I said, you're not losing time, but along with like, you know, you could potentially have someone who doesn't work out, you're going to definitely lose money in that process. So along with, you know, that, please be aware that you're going to fucking lose money. Like, it is inevitable. It's going to happen. Please, please, please don't be like upset or, you know, get mad at yourself that you spent $60 on somebody that didn't even work out, or you spent $200 a month on someone that didn't even work. But you gained a lot from that, right? You gained what you can learn to take to the next employee or the next independent contractor that you bring under you, and so that won't happen again, right? You're learning every time that something happens with an employee or independent contractor to where it causes it not to work out anymore. That is a lesson learned on how you cannot have that happen again, and a way to filter out who you hire. So that way you hire someone who already isn't going to give you that problem, right? It gives you another filter, I like to say, when you're looking for employees or independent contractors to do whatever task you're looking to outsource, right? So with that being said, you're going to lose money. And I actually already segued into the next one without even like thinking about it. But yeah, filtering your fucking people that you're hiring, like filtering them is going to be something that happens over time. That's going to grow over time. Right. So you have to have a couple losses in there in order for you. I mean, unless, you know, you have someone who's really, really guiding you and helping you out. And I may go over this and put a bunch of different filters that I have for people when I go and hire. Once I really, really, really get in the grits of it in the trenches and getting a lot under my belt, like I've got 5 to 6 under my belt, but I don't have a lot, right? And not in this, just not in, I'm talking overall, like not in just this business, but like I want a lot under my belt because there's a lot more filters for me to learn when I'm looking through people and looking for people to hire. So when that time does come, I will give you guys the value on what I look for. But you know, there, you're going to have that. That's going to be an overtime thing that you're going to learn is to how to filter them and what to look for and things like that. It only comes with getting the data from the trial and error that you put in and then you execute on, right? So filtering people, filtering through a lot of people who won't be a good fit for the business, right? You're going to run through a lot of people who, you know, they thought it was for them and then they're like, oh yeah, this isn't for me. And then they, you know, it's over with. But that happens. You know what I'm saying? It's just, nothing you can do about it. So that's going to happen and you need to be aware of that as well. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about in this little episode is that you're going to have to check over them. Yes. So you're going to have to take the time to check over their work. And that doesn't mean hover. Okay. I talked about this on a previous episode in the podcast, I remember, but you don't want to hover over your employee, because if you're hovering over them, then that's like you're wasting money, that you should just be doing the job for them and you tell them to go home and you save yourself money. But don't hover over them, but just check over their work. So if they bring you books, right, and when you're scanning them, double check the rank, double check the stats, double check the data, make sure that the shit lines up with what it should be, because, you know, if they're hiring and you set up triggers, they should be good. But double check anyways. One thing that you must do is double check. Not all, you don't have to do it 24/7. If you want to, by all means, go ahead. But, you know, at least double check every now and then. You need to be doing that, because you don't want to just put all your trust into them and rest assured that they're, you know, doing the best of their abilities all the time and everything's going to be perfect, because it's not the case. Okay. So, you know, these are a lot of things that I just came up with in like literally 5, not even minutes, that really, really are requirements and things that are coming, that come with, you know, hiring people or an outsourcing parts of your business. So I just wanted to shed the light on this with you guys, because I think that it's something that I think that a lot of people can gain value from in moving forward and scaling their business, because everybody wants to scale. Not everybody, but there's a lot of people who want to scale the business, make it really big, maybe automate it and then go into something else. So like, you know, I want to share this knowledge with what to look for and, you know, the responsibilities of it. So you know what you're looking at when you think about, you know, furthering the business, and you're going to have a little better idea of what you're going to be dealing with going into it. So that's what I want to do. That's what I'm here to provide for you guys. So I really hope that I did that in this episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. It means a lot to me. And if you could leave a review on the podcast, and not a 5-star review, leave a review of whatever you actually think this podcast is worth. Let me know in the review section. I really appreciate it. But other than that, guys, I hope you have an amazing day. I hope business is going amazing, and I'll see you guys in the next episode tomorrow. Peace.